Maseches Erevin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. Misha Yatza Leilich Be'ir, Shem Arvimba. If someone went out, and this is on Friday, and he went out to make an Erev Tchumen, in order to travel to a nearby city, which he's allowed to make an Erev to. There's another city that's outside of the Tchum of his house, and he went to put an Erev Tchumen in between that would allow him to walk and travel from his house to that other city, and he was doing it on behalf of himself and his entire city, that they should be able to travel with this Erev Tchumim to the next city over. But a friend of his called him back and convinced him not to go out. For whatever reason, he told him that you shouldn't be outside now, and he sent him back home before he got a chance to bring the food to that midpoint area for that Erev Tchumim. So the halach is, according to the first opinion in this Mishnah, who mutter leilech, that person himself is still permitted to go and travel to the next city over, because his intention was to make that Erev Tchumen in the middle. And when he set out to do so, he was considered a traveler that's on the road. And as a traveler on the road, he has leniencies and he's allowed to go and project that his dwelling place for Shabbos should be at some place ahead of him in front of on the road, like we saw in Mishnah Zion. And he makes his dwelling place there in the midpoint, even without the food. But that only works for himself, because he's considered a traveler and he has that leniency. But the rest of the people in his city that were relying on him for this Erev Tchumim, Asurim, therefore forbidden to go to the next city over, they don't have an Erev Tchumim because they weren't travelers, they don't have that leniency, they have to actually place the food in that place, and so they do not have an Erev Tchumim for themselves. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Meir says, "Kol shu yachol arev v'lo erev." Any situation where he was able to make that erev, and he attempted to, but he didn't actually set up that erev. Hareza chamar gamal. He is in a situation comparable to someone that's leading a donkey and a camel, where you lead the donkey from behind and the camel from in front, and this person is stuck in between the donkey and camel. Similarly, this fellow here is going to be stuck in between the two tchumen. He's only going to be able to go in the area that's overlapped by the 2,000 amos radius around his house, and the area that also overlaps the 2,000 amos radius around the place that he wanted to set his Erev Tchumen. So that's the space between his house and that Erev. And beyond either one, only if it's within 2,000 amos of the more distant dwelling place. But he's not going to be able to go away from his house in the opposite direction, farther away from where he wanted his Erev Tchum to go. That'll be beyond the 2,000 amos from the place where he wanted his Erev to be, or vice versa in the other direction. And this is because Reb Meir is mesupik, he's uncertain if the Erev Tchumim set in that new area, if he got the leniency of a traveler or not. That's a suffik, and so he has to be stringent on both accounts. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Misha Yatza Chutz L'Tchum, someone who went outside of his Tchum area, the 2,000 Amos radius, he left it. Afilu Ama Achas, even one Ama outside. So now he's out of his Tchum. We learned previously that he's now confined to Dalet Amos. Lo Yikanis, he's not allowed to re-enter the Tchum and go join back with the Tchum. Even though he's only one Ama out, and his four Ama space that he's now given outside the Tchum, that he's only allowed to be in the four Ama space, that overlaps with the Tchum. Part of it overlaps with the Tchum. He's still restrained to that four Amas, even though he can walk towards the Tchum and into it within his four Amas, but he's limited to that four Amas. He cannot merge again and go throughout the Tchum area. Rabbi Eliezer says, and he's following his opinion that's mentioned in Mishnah Hay, that he said the four Amas of a person outside the Tchum is really, with him in the middle, he has four Amas total, two Amas to either side. So according to Eliezer, that a person only has two Amas to either side, Shtayim, if he's within two Amas of the Tchum, Yikanis, he can enter up into the Tchum up until his two Amas space of his now small square of 4x4. But Shalosh, if he's already three Amas outside the Tchum, L'mla Yikanis, he's not going to be able to enter at all, because according to Eliezer, his 4x4 is not four in each direction, it's two Amos in each direction with him standing in the middle, And if he's 3 amas out of the tchum, then he won't be able to overlap at all and go in the tchum whatsoever. The Mishnah now discusses a traveler that finds himself outside the tchum. Misha hichshich chutz the tchum. Someone who's traveling and nightfall came and he's outside the tchum. He was traveling towards a city. He almost reached it. He's right outside the city, but Shabbos came and he's right outside the tchum of the city. Afilo am achas, even if he's 1 am outside the tchum, according to the first opinion, lo yikanes, he's not allowed to enter into the city. He's stuck outside the tchum. He has 2,000 amas in each direction because that's where his dwelling for Shabbos is set, by his feet, where he is. When Shabbos comes, he'll be able to walk 2,000 amas forward, but he won't be able to walk throughout the whole city. Rav Shimon says, afilu chamesh eser amas yikanes. Even if he's 15 amas outside the markers of the tchum area of the city, he can still enter and merge with the tchum of the city and be considered that he's in the city. Why? She'ein hamasheches mematzen es amides mepnei atayin. Because the masheches, the people that use strings to measure and put the markers of where the city's tchum is, they don't do it precisely with the exact marker exactly where the tchum ends. Rather, they really make it 15 amas closer to the city. Because of the tayin, because of the people that make mistakes and sometimes travel too far away from the city, so therefore, they put the marker a little closer to the city, 15 amas closer, to make sure people don't leave the tchum on Shabbos. And therefore, a traveler who finds himself within 15 amas distance from that marker, he can assume that he is within the tchum. This was a leniency given to a traveler. However, Rav Shimon, the Rav says, is machmer on a fellow in the beginning of the Mishnah who left the tchum. He should have been more careful. He saw, he knew the markers, he knew the tchum, and he left it. For him, we're not lenient on this. And once he crosses the marker, he's stuck to his 4 amas. He can't go back into the tchum, even if he's within the 15 amas of the marker.